2 Samuel chapter 18, verse number 5. The Bible said, and the king commanded Joab and Abishai and Atiah, saying, deal gently for my sake with the young man, even with Absalom. And all the people heard when the king gave all the captains charge concerning Absalom. So the people went out into the field against Israel. The battle was in the wood of Ephraim, where the people of Israel were slain before the servants of David. There was there a great slaughter that day, 20,000 men. For the battle there was scattered over the face of all the country, and the wood devoured more people that day than the sword devoured. And Absalom met the servants of David. Absalom rode upon a mule, and the mule went under the thick boughs of a great oak. And his head caught hold of the oak, and he was taken up between the heaven and the earth. And the mule that was under him went away, and a certain man saw it and told Joab and said, behold, I saw Absalom hanged in an oak. And Joab said unto the man that told him, behold, thou sawest him, and when thou didst not smite him there, the ground, I would have given thee 10 shekels of silver and a girdle. And the man said unto Joab, though I should receive 1,000 shekels of silver in mine hand, yet would I not put forth my hand against the king's son. For in our hearing the king charged thee, and Abishai and Atiah, saying, beware that none touch the young man Absalom. The Bible says verse number 20. Well, let me back up just a little bit. Verse number 14. Then said Joab, I may not tarry thus with thee. And he took 3 darts in his hand and thrust them through the heart of Absalom when he was yet alive in the midst of the oak. The 10 young men that bare Joab's armor compassed about and smote Absalom and slew him. Verse 17 says, and they took Absalom and cast him into a great pit in the wood and laid a very great heap of stones upon him. And all Israel fled, everyone to his tent. If the Lord would help us this morning, I'd like to preach to you maybe just a little thought on caught between heaven and hell. Caught between heaven and hell. I'm a young man. I'm 25 years old. I've grown up with a father that was in the military, done a lot of traveling in my life. Seen a lot of things as a young man. And was my parents were married for about 15 years. 90, they divorced, and I lived with mama, and daddy moved away. And a couple of years rocked on. About 92, I had the privilege of going to Pleasant Valley Holiness Church one night, where a man by the name of Norman Lee Smith was the pastor. And I went there with a lot the mentality of a lot of young people. And maybe this morning I'll preach to the young people. Maybe that's where my burden's really at this morning, is young people here. And as the Spirit of the Lord moved on my pastor, God dealt with my heart. Now, I remember ever so clearly how I was saved, how the Lord called me into the ministry, how I've really tried to do a work for Him since I've been there. I've realized, and I've been through a lot to be a young man, and I know that you can make it if you want to. But if you do not want to make it, you will not make it. Absalom was a man, the Bible said, who had great favor with Israel. And if you would let me, I'd maybe like to preach a little bit on how I feel, maybe how things happen. And, you know, when we fool with sin and we step out and we embrace sin and we take up the world and we change the way we live, and people who backslide, it takes a toll on a man and woman's life. A lot of times it's like Gehazi. You might as well have two dice in your hand and you roll them and just hope that you don't get snake eyes and lose. The Bible tells us, can a man take fire into his bosom and not be burned? Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. If he sows to the flesh, of the flesh he shall reap corruption. And we know that the Bible said David was a man after God's own heart. I know that. We all know that. David had several children, and I can't help but to think that the day that David stepped out on the balcony, when the Bible said it was the time for him to be at war, and he looked out and he saw Bathsheba bathing in all of her beauty, and he desired that woman and he sent after that woman. And we all know the story of the sin that David committed. No wonder the Bible said, he who committeth adultery, his reproach shall never be taken away, never to be removed. It's not that that sin is greater than another. No, no, no. But the reproach is far greater. Amen. When someone is caught in that act, when someone is caught there, when you see them, I don't care how great of a woman they were. I do not care how great of a man they were. That is the first thing that pops in your mind when you see that person. I know that there's no harm meant by it. Amen. But that is the reproach that the Scripture talks about. And David, no doubt, had no idea that that one sin would cost him his family. There's a lot of people here this morning. There's a lot of young people in the land where we live. And there's probably some here this morning that if you just knew how bad the sin that you are doing, that you are thinking about doing, that you have been doing, that your heart really, really wants to do, if you really knew how far it would take you away from God, you would come to the altar this morning and you would cry out to God and you'd say, oh God, shake my heart. I'll preach this how I feel. John, do you think you can help me preach just a little bit this morning, son? Amen. No doubt. There were times where Absalom and his daddy was out, maybe in the field by the palace, and maybe Absalom spent a lot of time with his daddy. Maybe that David had favoritism, but it was just something about him. It's on, brother. And let me preach this how I feel. Maybe there was times where David would talk to little Absalom as a little boy, as my daddy did me, and they'd say, son, don't you remember? Amen. Don't you see how the Spirit of God moves on daddy? And don't you see how when we go to the house of the Lord, amen, how this life that we live that I'm trying to raise you in, amen, don't you see how God has blessed us? And maybe there was times, amen, that David went out on the court, amen, and he sat down. Come here, John. He put little Absalom on his knee and he said, let me tell you something. When you get old, don't you ever forget what God's done for your family. Don't you ever forget about the Spirit of God moving on us. Amen. Maybe he wanted to instill something in little Absalom, that when he became a grown man, he would not depart from the faith. And maybe he talked with him from day to day. And maybe, you know, as he got a little older, like Brother Norman's boy Joshua. Amen. He's gotten older. He's about 15 years of age. And he's fixing to start driving. And he's fixing to start dating a little bit. And he's getting grown. And I can see it in my own little girl's eyes. She was fixing to be two. Amen. I tried to do the very thing with her as my little illustration. But no doubt David sat, amen, with little Absalom on his knee and he talked to him, amen, about, amen, what he could do for God if he just stayed with the Lord. Time rocked on and Absalom grew older. Amen. And it came that day where David committed that great sin. Amen. And it affected his whole and family and house. Amen. And we all know the story about how when Nathan came to him and told him about the little parable with the sheep. And you know how mad David got. And he said, well, kill him. Amen. What should be done with him? Well, kill him. Nathan said, thou art the man. Well, the Bible said that there was a brother of Absalom whose name was Amnon, I believe. That's how you pronounce it. The Bible said that he loved his sister Tamar. He loved her with exceeding love. The Bible said that he loved her and he thought it hard to do anything against her or to her. I mean, after all, it was his own flesh and blood. But the Bible said that he had a friend named Jonadab. Amen. And ain't that just like the church? Amen. When we start getting in a state of slumber, Pastor. Amen. And we get into a place, amen, where we're far away from God. Amen. The counsel, amen, of the man of God is the last thing that we seek. Amen. But we turn to the world. Amen. And we turn to people. Amen. That are about as spiritual. Amen. As this pulpit for counsel. He said, why, being the king's son, do you lean from day to day? Amen. And that's just like a lot of people I know. Amen. Like a lot of church people I know. Amen. Most especially the youth. Amen. You look at them. You talk to them. Amen. I say, why do you lean so much from day to day? Why do you lean? Amen. He said, I've got a plan. Amen. And he talked to them and he told them what to do about his sister. Amen. And he went, and you all know the story about that. Amen. The Bible said that he forced her. Amen. You may not like me to say this, but he raped her. Amen. Oh, his own sister. Amen. You don't think sin's got a payday and a consequence? Great God in heaven. Amen. I'm here this morning to tell Broxton, amen, that sin will still take you farther than you ever intended to go. It'll keep you a whole lot longer than you thought you'd ever want to stay. Amen. Slowly but surely taking control. Amen. You walk and you live and you breathe. Amen, Brother Neil Bridges. Amen, but I can't help but think. Amen, as Absalom. Amen, a man who had favor with his daddy and with God. Amen, a little bit at a time, day by day. Amen, he was mad at his brother. You hear me? He wanted to kill his brother. Amen. For 2 years, he didn't say anything to him. He just thought it in his heart. He said, there'll be a day. There'll be a day. I'll get you. He said, I'll get you. The Bible said that Absalom slew his brother. Amen. In a drunken state. Amen. And he died. Amen. And Absalom feared for his life and he ran. Amen. And he took off to a far country. Amen. The Bible said that David wept. Amen. But it wasn't so much. He was comforted concerning the death of Amnon. Amen. But the Bible said there wasn't a day that went by that he didn't think about Absalom. Oh God, help me this morning preach. Amen. To Broxton. Amen. On being caught between heaven and hell. Amen. Every single day. Every single day Absalom got up, Brother Buzzard. You see, when people get cold and indifferent, and they don't pray, and they don't read their Bible, they're not sincere, amen, they think they can do it in their self, oh God help us. Amen. When they start to backslide, in particularly young people, when they start to backslide, amen, when they take that step out, amen. Little do you know it, young person. Amen. Can I preach to you? You listen to me. Amen. You step out. And when you step out, the devil, amen, puts a noose on your neck. Oh, you don't know it at the time. You really don't even realize it. Absalom didn't even realize it. Amen. But the noose was slipped over his neck. Amen. And every day that he walked, every day that he awoke, amen, every day he was in that country, amen, it got just a little bit tighter. Oh, just a little bit tighter, Brother Neil. Amen, he didn't even realize it. Amen, he didn't even realize it.
Absalom said, well, I'll go down to the gate. Amen. I'll kiss the people. Amen. I'll make them have favor with me. And he did it. The Bible said he was a beautiful man. From the very tip of his head to the bottom of his feet, he was a beautiful man. Amen. The hair that he pulled once a year weighed 200 shekels. Amen. According to the king's weight. Amen. He was a beautiful man. If you would, I believe he might have been tall, dark and handsome. Beautiful. Beautiful raven hair. He could move people. He could move people. He had an idea one day. He said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll try my best to take the kingdom away from Daddy. Amen. And David! Amen. Oh God. Oh God. Amen. I know there's some mamas and daddies here this morning. You said in your heart, I've done my best by Johnny. Amen. I've done my best by Susie. Why are they so far gone? Amen. Why do they linger out in sin so long? Amen. Oh, mom and daddy, there's only so much you can do. There's only so much you can do. Amen. There's only so many times you can pray. Oh, great God. There's only so many times you can talk to him. Amen. Sometimes I look at my pastor. Amen. I see him off to the side with Joshua Lee. And he talks to him. Oh, God, I look and I said, one day that's going to be me and Mimi. My girl's name is Bethany. I'll call her Mimi. Oh, what a beautiful little girl. Oh, me and Brother Scott was talking the other day. What a charge. What a charge, Brother Scott Parker. Amen. That we have. What a responsibility to our children. Amen. And when David said, well, little Absalom, don't you ever think. Amen. I don't believe it ever crossed his mind. Amen. That little boy one day would rise up against him. I'm preaching on call. Between heaven and hell. Amen. You'll get caught a whole lot faster and a whole lot quicker than you think you will. Amen. Every step that you take, amen. Every time you turn, amen, in that direction. Hey, come on now. Amen. That noose gets just a little bit tighter. Amen. Just a little bit tighter. And you wonder why you have no strength. Why you can't make it from day to day. Why you lean. Amen. Why do you lean? The very life that God has given you. Amen. It's being taken away ever so slowly. Absalom didn't know it. He thought he was in the prime of his youth. Amen. He thought, oh, I'll rise up against Daddy. Amen. Daddy doesn't know any better. Amen. I'll be the king. And there came a day. Amen. When the battle was set in array. I'll skip over a little time here. The Bible said that David's men set the battle in the woods of Ephraim. Amen. And it was a horrible battle. It was a very devastating battle. The Bible said that the battle was so great that the wood devoured more men than the battle did and the sword did. Amen. But here we find Absalom. The Bible said, and Absalom met the servants of David. Amen. And Absalom rode upon a mule. Amen. And the mule went under the thick boughs of a great oak. Amen. And his head caught hold of the oak and he was taken up between the heaven and the earth. Amen. And the mule that was under him went away. Amen. And a certain man saw it and told Joab. Amen. And Joab said, behold, I saw Absalom hanged in the oak. Amen. He got caught up. Amen. And the oak, oh God, have me preach. Amen. The mule went away. Amen. And there hung Absalom, that great, amen, epitome of a strong man. Amen. Oh God. Amen. That great figure of a man of stature. Oh, ain't that something with a man thinks he's something and he's really not anything. Amen. God brings him down. Amen. Brings him down to that level. Amen. And he's looking up and he says, oh God, I can't believe I'm here. I'm a strong man. I'm a valiant man. Amen. I'm a man of great importance. I'm a man who's handsome. Amen. I'm a man who's got it all. But you see, God's got a way, amen, of bringing a man down, amen, and a woman down, amen. You'll get caught. You'll get caught. You'll get caught. Amen. Absalom never thought that he would. Amen. But there he is. There he is. There he is. Paul, what's your what do you think? It was like for Joab. Oh, he wanted to kill him. But maybe Brother Neil, he stopped. He said, I can't believe my life. That man who used to have favor with God. That man who was the preacher's boy. There he hangs. There he hangs. Absalom's feared for his life, but he was thinking, my God, how do I get down from here? That very bough of the oak is choking him out. He's thinking, how am I going to get down from here? Could you imagine the look of the dean in his eyes when he saw Joab's men coming? He's thinking, oh God, oh God, what do I do? Hey man, if I was on the ground, maybe if I was in my chair, maybe if I was on the horse, I could do something. Hey man, but I can't do anything. Hey man, that's the way people are. Hey man, when they get caught up in sin and they get hung, hey man, you're hung, you're caught, you're caught, and you're caught. Hey man. Holy Ghost, you're caught, young person, you're caught. You don't even realize it. Hey man, you're caught up. Hey man, your eyes are thinking, oh my God, here they come. Joab's in. I'll take 3 darts from my satchel and I'll keep them wrapped up. He thrust them in one at a time. Joab's men surrounded him and they slew Absalom. They slew little Absalom. The little boy that sat on his daddy's knee. There he lay dead. David said, oh God, deal gently. Oh, please deal gently with Absalom. I can hear the cry of a mama right now, Brother Neil. I can hear it so plain. Oh God, deal so gently. Deal gently, Lord, with my young lady. I can hear the cry of a daddy. I can see a daddy with his head in his hands thinking, where did I go wrong, Brother Neil? What did I do wrong? Could there have been something else I could have done? They dug a pit and they threw Absalom in it. They threw him in. The Bible said, and Cushai came. Cushai said, tidings, my Lord, the King of the Lord, have avenged thee this day of all them that rose up against thee. The king said unto Cushai, is the young man Absalom safe? Cushai answered, the enemies of my lord, the king, and all that rise up against thee to do thy hurt. He is that young man. Oh God, the portrait of a broken hearted daddy. Portrait of a broken hearted preacher. As he talks about it, boy, the Bible said the king was much moved. My God, Broxton, wouldn't you be moved? Wouldn't you be moved, daddy? If it was your boy, wouldn't you be moved, mama? If it was your girl. He was moved. Young person, I'm a preacher to you this morning. Don't you think that your mama and daddy are not moved by the situation you're in? I can see Brother Riches, David. I know what people would say. Oh, he deserved it. He brought it on himself. He sinned. The prophet warned him. Amen. But you know what? I know that. But it's still pitiful. It's still pitiful. When you get up and preach to people and you talk to young people and they go their way in sin, amen, and they get a noose around their neck, amen, and they get caught up, amen. It's so easy to be critical. It's so easy to pass judgment that it comes to your house. Oh God, I said it's so easy to pass judgment. Amen. Till it comes to your house, amen. And then when it comes to your house, amen, you want as much mercy as the preacher I give. Oh, Brother Norman, I've heard him. Oh, God. Amen, I've heard him. What can you do? David said, and he went up the chamber over the gate, and he wept. And as he went, thus he said, oh, my son Absalom. My son Absalom. Pastor, David said, Would God I'd have died for you. Would God, I don't believe David's heart could make it up to the chamber. His heart was so tore. He was so brokenhearted. He was so brokenhearted. Some of you know, some of you don't know. I'm a plumber by trade. I'm a police officer. I've been a police officer for 7 years. And I've faced a lot of things since I've been in law enforcement. But one of the hardest things I ever had to face, one of the hardest things I've ever had to go through, Brother Richard, is the day I got the phone call about Mitch Meadows. You see, Mitch was a young man. He was educated. He had got a bachelor's degree working on his master's degree at Jacksonville State University, where myself and Brother Scott Parker used to work. They called me and they said, Mitch is dead. I said, oh. 21 years old, 22 years old, I believe he was. We went and I talked to some of the other officers. And if you've never been to a funeral of a police officer, it's quite a thing to see. And it's something about it, and I don't want to spend a lot of time here. When I graduated the Northeast Alabama Police Academy as chaplain of the 115th Basic Session, I was proud of myself. The Lord had opened up a door for me to minister. And me and Mitch were partners on third shift. We were partners. Many nights, Brother Neil, many nights we sat in that patrol car. You see, Mitch was a preacher's boy. Hey, man, who went to a Baptist church. And he got far away from God when he got in college. And he'd sit and tell me, there is no God. I know there is no God. There's no way there can be a God. Amen. And I sit with him. Not one night. Not two nights. Listen to me, young person. Not three nights. Amen. But weeks I'd sit in that patrol car on third shift. Amen. And I'd feel the Holy Ghost move on me. And I'd say, Mitch, you gotta turn your life to God. Oh, God, turn your life to God, Mitch. He'd look at me and he'd say, there's nothing to it. Amen. You can't even see it. I said, oh, Mitch. I said, look at the trees, man. I'd point out the window of the car. I said, look how the trees is blowing. I said, that's just like the Lord. I said, sure, you can't see it, but you can feel it. Hey, man, you can see the effects of it. I said, come on, man. You know it's real. You got to know it's real. Oh, I used to believe that. Amen. But he didn't. And I can remember going to the funeral home. Amen. And I walked up there. Oh, God. Oh, heavy preach, Lord, I walked up there to the casket. Amen. I got in there and those officers were standing by his casket. Amen. At attention. Amen. All polished up. Amen. And they just had a stern look on their face. They wouldn't even talk to you. They just looked. Amen. And I walked in there and my heart broke as I walked to the casket. And I walked up there and I said, oh, Mitch. Oh, Mitch! 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 When God ought to die for the old Mitch! Hey, man, as he laid there in that casket, 22 years old, I said, oh, God. In my heart, I looked at him down there in his cold face. I said, Lord, could I have done more? I done the best I could. There he laid a corpse. Dead. Lost. There hung Absalom in a tree. Surely Absalom, if you could talk to him, Brother Neil, he'd friend of mine, high school, nice boy, had his fingers cut off in a joiner and wood shop one day, overcame that. Worked with him at the City of Jacksonville Utility Department. And then time rocked on. And one morning I went to the local store and the woman there said, did you hear about Brent? I said, no. What happened to him? They said he got killed last night. Him and I talked to Trooper Brent Thomas, a friend of mine, and trooper that worked the wreck. And he said, it was horrible. My God, I was riding down the road in my cruiser. Amen. I seen two four-wheelers on the side of the road. Amen. And I went to turn around. Amen. To cut all my blue lights. And when I did, amen, that back four-wheeler run into the first four-wheeler. Amen. And he flipped off and the car hit him before he ever hit the ground. Amen. And I walked up there and Brent said, oh God, I couldn't hardly stand to see it. It happened right in front of my eyes. I've worked a lot of wrecks, Lonnie. I ain't never seen nothing like it. I walked out there. I said, another one of my friends is gone. Only thing left was a place where they painted green paint. Where he lay. You know, I go by there sometimes and I stop. I said, that's where my friend went out into eternity. Big old place of blood where he bled out. Lost. I can see Judas. I can see him. We have this strap right here. I can see Judas walking up that lonely hillside. His back bent over with a noose. He said, my God, what have I done? What have I done? I can see him as he slipped around his neck. Tightened it up. He looked up into the heavens and said, my God, what have I done? What have I done? Luke, the beloved physician, said this, but the Holy Ghost moving on, giving a stern warning to the church. He said he fell headlong and his bowels gushed out on the ground. Oh, Judas had caught between heaven and hell. Absalom was caught between heaven and hell. I hear you talking to me and I'm fixing a cold. I've preached way too long, I know I have. Bear with me. You say, I can handle it, Brother Lonnie. I can handle it. And I really don't need to live that way. I'm tired of living that way. I'm tired of being told what to do. I want to get away from Daddy. I want to get away from Mama. Like the prodigal, no doubt. His daddy cried. He wept for his boy. He tried everything he could. But he went out. He went out. And you're here this morning. You're a young person. And you're saying in your heart, hey, man, I know he's a preaching to me. I just don't think that in my heart I can do any better. I'm going to tell you, young person, I feel the Lord helping me to preach to you. If you don't make a break, you're going to be caught. You're going to be caught. You ever had somebody catch a hold of you and let go? Huh? Oh, turn me loose! Turn me loose! Oh, God, turn me loose! You can't get loose from it. Sin. 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 Got the hiss of a serpent. The stench of the grave. Sin. Oh, but I know what I want, Brother. Brother Lonnie, I know what I want. I'm young, I'm vibrant, I know what I want. Absalom thought he knew what he wanted. Amen. But I tell you what happened. Amen. You'll end up just like Samson. Oh, Daddy, go get her for me. She pleases me well. The Bible said that he did grind in the prison house. Sin's a hard taskmaster. Oh, have I heard my pastor preach to my heart so many times. Sin, 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 sin. It'll take you further. It'll catch you up. I'll tell you this and I'll close. A couple weeks ago, I was out on patrol with another officer. We heard another officer radio that I'm going to be out Morland Springs Road. looking at this car. We didn't think anything about it. I looked at Officer Beck. I said, I'm ready to go home. About 10 o'clock, I said, I'm ready to go. He said, I'm ready to go too. I'm tired. And we was fixing to head back to the station. And I heard Officer Sperling. He come across the radio. And when he said it, my heart sunk. He said, S.O. He said, there's a little baby lying in the ditch. And there's a mama in the car. Would you send an ambulance? I looked at Officer Beck. I said, oh, God, no, 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 no. We got there. Lights and siren. We got there and we pulled out. And Brother Neil, I got out of the patrol car and I run as fast as I could. And it was a little bitty Chevy S10 extended cab, and it had flipped several times, and it was just totally destroyed, and there was debris laying everywhere and skid marks, and hey man, the truck was still smoking, Brother Buzzard. We could smell oil. And I run as fast as I could, and I got up there, and I walked around the truck, and I looked in the ditch. There lay that little girl. I looked at her. In slow motion, I just walked. I fell down on my knees. EMS was arriving. Everybody was chaotic. I fell down on my knees. I looked at that little girl. Her name was Dixie. I laid my hands on her. I said, oh, God, don't let Dixie die. I looked at her mama, and her mama, Brother Neil, was so drunk. She was so drunk, hanging out the window. If I thought it would have done any good, I'd have snatched her out of that window and I'd have beat her with a hickory. But it wouldn't have done a lick of good. I said, oh God, oh God, amen, don't let little Dixie die. She laid there all folded up. You say, my sin doesn't affect anybody but me. You tell that woman down there at the Children's Hospital in Birmingham, Alabama, has her little broken 3-year-old girl. I thought, my God, I got a 2-year-old. Oh, God, how could somebody, amen, do something, amen, so wicked? Amen, sin, amen, when it gets a hold of you. Oh, God, when it gets a hold of a young person, amen, it controls you. Amen, you don't know what you're doing. Amen, oh, God, amen, there, oh, Jesus, help me preach. Amen, she looked at me with tears in her eyes. She said, oh, thank you for coming and seeing me and my baby. I ran back, Brother Buster, and I preached the gospel to her. Amen, on the floor of that hospital. And I said, oh, you just don't know. Amen, the last wreck I worked with a little baby. Amen, he's laying on the hillside in the sun. Oh, God, in Calhoun County. Caught between heaven and hell. Caught between heaven and hell. I've walked with many of them along the hillside. As they had their head in their hand, they shook their head. I don't understand. I do not understand. Sin. When it gets a hold of you, when it's finished, yeah, there's one result. Death. Yeah. Death. There hung Absalom. Yeah. There hung Judas. Countless others. Yeah. Caught between heaven and hell.